Hello. Hello there. Welcome to the story of us, from cosmic dawn to the depths of being. I'm your host, Jeff Ellison, and I want to extend my sincere gratitude to you for having taken the time away from your chaotic life to sit down for a few minutes and listen to our show today. I really appreciate it. A few weeks ago, I somehow summoned up the courage to push out a pretty vulnerable blog post through the Story of Us Project website. In it, I addressed some of the challenges my family has faced with the mental health of one of our children. The response from our community was just amazing. Hundreds of you shared the story and commented through social media. Thank you to everyone that took the time to read our post and pass on our message to others. Something in our message resonated with you, and it brought a moment of peace to both my wife and I to be reminded that we aren't the only ones struggling to cope. You know, it's not easy putting yourself out there like that, especially as it relates to a sensitive topic like mental wellness, but I'm very glad I did. My son was diagnosed with bipolar depression several years ago, and it's not something we knew much about at the time. My wife and I have had to learn a lot over the last few years. Things like treatment options, coping skills, how to stay calm and patient, and where to dig deep for extra fortitude when things get really bad. And they do. We've had to take time to address our own mental health as a result. And we've had to take time to be there for each other as we fight to remain positive. Bipolar depression is tough. It severely impacts a person's quality of life. And it impacts the quality of life of all those people around him too. It's not easy to parent. And it's even harder sometimes to understand and empathize with. So, if you're not familiar, bipolar depression is a severe form of depression. It's characterized by prolonged periods of low mood, followed by these bursts of manic energy. It's not a consistent pattern, and at many times it can feel like you're on a roller coaster ride. And those swings can happen instantaneously. What starts out as a peaceful, ordinary day can take a turn sharply at any moment. Our child has suffered from pretty much all the symptoms of this disease through the years, from overwhelming sadness to hopelessness, fatigue, sleep disturbances, and even difficulty concentrating sometimes. He can be obsessed with things at some times, and at other times he loses complete interest. I can't imagine how hard that is for him. It's hard enough as it is for kids to transition to adulthood in today's society. I'm proud of him. Only he knows the extent of the internal battles he fights every single day. I'm proud of him for the hard work he puts in to just navigate life. And I'm proud of him for allowing me to share his story with you guys. You know, we'll have to get him on the show soon so you can hear from him. He's a pretty funny guy. And he's wicked smart, too. I'll tell you that. The intent of the Story of Us Project and this podcast is to celebrate life and explore real human connection. The content that we share is meant to educate, but it's also meant to inspire, inviting people from all walks of life to partake in a collective exploration of what it means to be human in a swiftly evolving world. Mental health awareness is universally necessary, and we all know at least one, but probably several people who, if they're being honest, have mental health challenges on a regular basis. It's time to stop the stigma around mental health and start connecting with each other and having meaningful conversations around this topic. So today, I'm reflecting on the blog post we called Coping with a Child's Mental Health Struggles and Finding Joy in the Everyday. That post dropped on July 23rd of this year, and you can find it on our website at www.thestoryofusproject.com, or you can click on the links that we posted on Facebook and Instagram. Today, I'm ensuring that you podcast listeners can enjoy the same content if you're not already connected on our site. So, this is a special episode. It's a special episode for you parents out there, caregivers, and really anyone navigating the tender complexity of family life. Whether you or a family member suffer from a diagnosed mental disorder or not, I hope you find something valuable in our message that you can take with you today and share with other people. Let's talk real for a second about what seems sometimes impossible, the task of parenting children with mental health disorders. Since the beginning of time, parenting has been seen as an act of tremendous courage. But parenting a child who is navigating mental health challenges asks something even deeper of us, a daily, often invisible commitment to resilience, hope, patience, strength, and many times unconditional love. It's a quiet kind of heroism, one without medals or trophies, measured not in winning, but in unwavering persistence and in daily feats of mental strength. This podcast is for those brave parents standing in that space, the ones walking beside children who feel deeply, who hurt silently, who wrestle with inner storms that we can't always see. The ones who have faced sleepless nights, school and career struggles, panic attacks and manic episodes, depressive spells, or unspoken sadness, and have kept going. If that's you, you're not alone. And yes, there is still joy to be found there. Mental health challenges in children can take many forms, things like anxiety, depression, ADHD, OCD, trauma, or struggles with identity and belonging. Sometimes these show up in really obvious ways, but at other times, they're masked by silence, avoidance, raging anger, or exhausting and debilitating restlessness. As parents, we may oftentimes feel completely helpless. We want to fix what's broken. We want to soften what hurts. When our children suffer, we suffer alongside them. But the path forward is less about fixing or healing and much more about providing stability, being consistent with support, managing your anger and frustration, and seeking to understand. We walk alongside them. We bear witness to their struggling and suffering each day, and we feel it in very tangible ways. We do our best to offer structure, support, and love, not as solutions, but as shelter from the storm. It's not easy. But what does bearing witness look like in everyday life? It means you quickly get really good at listening. Listening for sudden outbursts or unexpected silence. You never let your guard down. You note shifts in behavior, the first signs of a mood swing, a hint of school or work withdrawal, little changes in sleep or appetite. You lean in with your presence more than your opinions. Watching your child struggle with finding joy can be heart-wrenching for parents. Emotional challenges, environmental stress, high expectations, and unmet needs all play a role. Understanding root causes is the first step toward meaningful support. And this is the paradox of parenting through mental illness. You may not be able to take away your child's pain, but your calm presence and empathy can still be really powerful medicine. It's not comfortable to create a home where talking about feelings is as normal as sharing dinner. It isn't easy, but it's essential. I think you need to ask specific gentle questions, like, how did that make you feel? Or, was there a moment today that felt hard? Not just, how was your day? Listening without judgment helps build trust. Being honest about your own emotions, like, I'm feeling tired, but I'm glad to be here with you, that invites them into emotional openness. Yeah, easier said than done. I often ask myself, is it truly okay to feel joy while my child is suffering? The answer is, yeah, it is. And also, it's absolutely necessary. You can grieve and laugh in the same day. You can feel overwhelmed and still take time to watch a beautiful sunset. You can ache with empathy and still dance with your wife in the kitchen. Joy isn't betrayal of suffering. It's an act of balance, a way of telling the world and your kid and your weary heart, we are all still here. When life feels heavy, ordinary joy should feel sacred to you. A small cup of warm coffee in the morning sunshine, a moment of eye contact that speaks volumes, a shared joke, a cat nap, a long walk around the neighborhood with your spouse. These aren't frivolous distractions. They're grounding rituals that help your nervous system and in small but meaningful ways, your child's nervous system find moments of peace, clarity, and safety again. Joy doesn't require a fixed child or a quiet mind or a solved situation. It asks only that we notice, that we become curious enough to look and grateful enough to feel life's blessings, even in the midst of what feels like a raging storm. Don't wait for the perfect moment to celebrate small victories. Celebrate them all. When words aren't enough, sometimes your presence can be. You don't have to always say the right thing because you rarely will. You don't have to be a therapist or a spiritual guru or an expert psychologist. You just have to show up and keep showing up every morning with gentleness, consistency, and faith in the slow work of healing. Sometimes, the best gift we can offer a struggling child is the assurance that we're not afraid of their pain and that we'll stay close even when things don't make sense. Your calm, however imperfect or impossible it can be to maintain, that can be a sanctuary for the whole family. Children don't just need advice. They need your inner calm. There's a concept called co-regulation, and this means basically your presence helps regulate their nervous system. When they're outside their window of calm, when they're spiraling or reactive, when they're withdrawn, you remain gentle. You remain present. You remain grounded. You use a steady tone, and you offer deep breathing, a gentle touch, or just plain silence. No matter how old they are, your children learn by watching you. Your routines, sleep, exercise, gratitude, maybe therapy, they tell your child a powerful story. If you're overwhelmed, let them see you pause. Let them see you take a deep breath and reset. That's not showing weakness. It's modeling resilience. Sometimes the load becomes, quite frankly, too heavy for you as a parent to carry alone. And that's okay. If symptoms like this persist, my advice is to trust your intuition and seek professional help. Because early intervention tends to improve outcomes significantly. Share symptom history, changes, and behaviors openly with your therapist or your pediatrician. And continue collaboration with your child's school, too. Get them involved. Share and collaborate. I tell you what, others want to be helpful, and there's probably a story there, too. I think most importantly, let your child know that asking for professional help is a sign of courage, not of weakness. Encourage vulnerability and normalize therapy as a tool, not a punishment or admission that they are crazy. At The Story of Us, we believe that the sacred is not reserved for temples or yoga retreats. It shows up in kitchens and carpool lines, in bedtime stories and whispered prayers. It shows up in the daily bravery of choosing love, again and again and again. If you're walking this road with a child who's hurting, let me tell you. Number one, your struggle is real. You'll feel frustrated, angry, and hopeless often. It's okay to feel this way. It doesn't make you a bad parent, though if you're like me, you'll challenge this belief pretty regularly. Okay, number two, your love matters. Even when you don't see the results, keep sending it their way. Number three, your joy matters. Even when it feels distant or somehow inappropriate at the time, sometimes seeing you maintain your happiness is just enough for your child to break through the dark clouds that hang over their head. And finally, your story matters because it's also our story. We all suffer, not just those with mental health issues. All human beings suffer. We struggle together, whether we realize it or we don't. You're not walking alone here. So, thanks again for sharing this space with me today. I hope this story and your story find grounding, even in the tension of struggle and joy. You are not alone. You're doing meaningful work in silence and small moments. So stay present. Keep sending that love. Hold on to the small sparks of joy. And if this resonated with you, please do us a favor and share the podcast with someone you might need, you think might need to hear it too. And feel free to explore more stories on thestoryofusproject.com. Peace be with you.